Have you got all your things in the back, Cecil?
Yeah, it didn't take me long to pack. Here, give me a grip.
All right. Well, don't throw it in the back of your car, Cecil. I got a bottle of mouthwash in it.
Okay, I won't. Have you said goodbye to everybody?
No, I couldn't. That's why I asked you to come over at this time. All the girls are at class.
I waited till everybody was out of the house before I left, too. Some of the fellows have been pretty nice to me. I didn't want to say goodbye.
Oh, just think. A couple of months ago, we thought we'd be here for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and now we're both headed home. Kicked out for something that was an accident.
Well, guess we got everything. How long will it take to drive us home, Cecil?
Oh, we'll get there about dinner time.
If you can't find your aunt when we get home, Cecil, you can stay over at my house.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll go over and stay with Willie. Well, get in and we'll get going.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something.
What?
I forgot my bedroom slippers.
Where'd you leave them?
Under the bed. I'll run back in and get them, Cecil.
Well, want me to get them for you?
No, you can't go in a sorority house and get bedroom slippers, Cecil.
Okay, I'll wait for you. Hurry on, will you? We want to get home early.
Oh, I won't be but a minute, Cecil. You count to 60 and I'll be right back.
All right, I will. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Cecil.
Oh, Bob, why aren't you at class?
Can I talk to you, Cecil?
What for?
You didn't say goodbye.
I left a note for you on your bed.
I know. I got it. Well, I know I deserve it, Cecil, but your note did hurt.
Well, I'm sorry. You're getting off easy.
You didn't tell, did you?
You know that without asking.
You got kicked out, didn't you?
Oh, what's that? Some of our biggest men were kicked out of some of our best schools.
Oh, I can't let you do it, kid. Not for me. I'm going to the dean and tell him the whole dirty mess.
Hey, now don't be a fool, Bob. You played a dirty trick on me. Guess I can't help but feel sore about it, but I didn't tell on you, and it won't help if you go and tell.
But I can't let him think you took that money.
I wasn't kicked out for that. It was on account of that gambling place where Sally and I went to raise money for the stadium fund. A lot of credit we got for the trouble we went to.
Who told on you?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it was Alexander's idea. He sent us there. Well, I'll bet he knew all the time the place would be raided and we'd be arrested, too.
You mean, Cecil, even if I went to the dean and told him about the money, you'd still be out of luck?
Oh, I'm washed up.
I'm going to tell anyhow.
No. Hey, now look here, Bob. Don't do it. It won't help. You told me your folks would pass out if you lost out here. Well, stick with it. I'm not losing anything.
I wish you'd knock me down, Cecil. I think I'd feel better.
Oh, Bob, I don't want to do that. Let's just forget it.
Well, what about the money?
Well, when I get home, I'll get Aunt Bess to let me have it. Doc has plenty. I'll make it good. You can call it a loan.
I'll never forget it, Cecil. I swear I won't. Never.
Oh, for cat's sake. Don't bawl here on the street.
I don't care.
Well, I do. Sally will be out in a couple of minutes.
Is she going home with you?
Well, we live in the same town, only a few blocks apart.
What will her folks think?
Oh, there's just her uncle, and he'll believe her.
I don't know what I can say, Cecil.
There's nothing to say.
Of course, you know I'm sorry. I'd give anything if I could live the last month over.
A lot of people would.
Nobody was ever as decent to me as you've been.
Yeah, and you had a swell way of paying me back. Oh, no. Hey, I didn't mean that, Bob. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. You couldn't think as little of me as I do myself.
That's the trouble. I can't hate you for what you did. I still like you. So go on, beat it before Sally comes out.
Does she know I took your money?
No. No one will ever know. Wouldn't help if they did. I'm already in the mud, and a little more dirt won't hurt me.
Well, I'll never forget it. You gotta believe me. Someday, well, sometime, it may be years, but you'll hear from me. I'll help you. I'll come out and help you when you need it, when you've forgotten that you ever knew me.
I hope so. Bob.
What?
If I hadn't got kicked out anyhow, would you have gone to the dean and told...
Oh, I don't know, Cecil. I told you I think I'd have gone to the dean and told...
Now, look. Promise me you won't do it after I'm gone.
Why?
Well, it won't help any. I can pay it back. The dean might as well believe whatever he wants to believe. He said the whole matter would be dropped if I got it back. I told him that I lost it.
Oh, I'm a yellow coward.
You're a yellow coward if you break your word, if you wreck things for your family, when it's not going to help any, by just trying to play the big hero.
Well, that's what you're playing.
Not me. I got the axe before the dean even asked me about where the money was.
Well, I can't tell you how I feel about this. I'll try and write you.
No, don't bother. Let it go.
Oh, but it's rotten, Cecil. You wanted to finish here. Your aunt wanted you to be a famous doctor.
Okay. We can't all be what we want to be.
I didn't want to be what I am. A thief. It just happened.
Hey, cut it out, will you? Now, don't go calling yourself names. Ha! It's a punk college, anyhow.
You liked it.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted, but everything can't last. Hey, you better beat it before Sally comes back out. You'll give yourself away.
All right. I'll beat it. Well, will you shake hands with me?
Oh, all right.
So long, kid.
Goodbye.
I've had two friends in my life. That's as much as any fellow could ask for.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Bob. Hey, don't weep about it. Hey, Bob, wait a minute. Come back. Hey, Bob! Oh, heck. Gone. What's the matter with me, anyhow? Oh, rats, what a life.
I found them, Cecil.
What took you so long?
Oh, I was looking for a piece of newspaper to wrap them up in. Here, show them in the rumble seat.
You sure got everything now?
Oh, pretty, sir. Were you just talking to someone?
Yeah, Bob. He cut a class to say goodbye.
Why didn't he wait and say goodbye to me, too?
Oh, well, because... Well, he was late. He said for me to say goodbye for him.
Bob is a nice boy. I always did like him.
Yeah. Well, hop in. It's the last time we'll ever see this place again.
Yes, I know it is. Oh, well, let's don't talk about it, though, Cecil.
All right. Hey, wait a minute, Sally. Wait a minute. Here, come around here and duck down.
What's the matter, Cecil? What is that?
I'm going to pay my respects to somebody.
Who? What are you talking about?
Alexander's coming up the sidewalk.
I didn't see him.
I saw him before he saw us. Now keep down. Don't let him see you.
Are you going to say anything to him?
Not much.
What are you going to do, Cecil?
He got us into this. He sent us to that gambling joint and had us arrested. Wouldn't have been kicked out except for him. I'm just going to let him know what I think.
How?
Hey, now watch out. All right, stand up. Well, hi, Alexander. Where are you going? Oh, no, you don't. Stay here. Don't try and get loose. You'll tear your sweater. What are you looking so scared for? I'm not going to say much to you. Just a very few words. That's